Hey guys, it's Friday, April 29th, Friday morning. Just thought I'd do a quick report on the movie I saw last night. Got some advanced tickets to see, or some tickets to an advanced screening of Thor last night at the Showplace Icon Theater in St. Louis Park. I got them from my local comic shop a few weeks ago. I'd never been to that theater before, and so I didn't know exactly, you know, what it was going to be like. But we get there, and there's already a line. But luckily, there's only like 10 people, so we were definitely going to get a seat. Because the last time we saw an advanced screening of a movie, we didn't get there in time, and we missed out. So, anyway, the theater has assigned seating, which is really cool. You basically go up to the counter, and when you buy your tickets, and they give you like a chart of where the seats are, and then you just say where you want to sit. So it's not like you don't get to choose. So that's pretty cool. We sat in like the very back row in the middle. But yeah, and it was in 3D as well, which I didn't realize it was going to be in 3D, so that was kind of cool. I've only seen Avatar and Resident Evil Afterlife, whatever the last one was, in 3D. So yeah, the 3D was pretty good. It wasn't like in your face like a lot of the other 3D movies are now, and you couldn't obviously tell that certain shots were in 3D. I mean, there were some, but it wasn't like over the top. It worked pretty well. It wasn't too distracting. And after a while, you just forget that you're wearing glasses anyway. So that was cool. But yeah, the movie was really, really good. It's definitely up there with some of the best Marvel movies, like Iron Man and like the Spider-Man. It's way, way better than Fantastic Four 1 and 2. I've never seen Daredevil, but I imagine it's got to be better than that. So, but yeah, it's an origin story. So Thor acts a bit differently than he does now in, like, the current comics, or even in, like, the Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes, which is on right now on, Disney XD, I think. Or even, what else, the old, like, Captain America cartoon, or no, not Captain America. Whatever other cartoons were on in the 90s that Thor was in, he's all, like, heroic, and he speaks, like, I don't know what language that is. Not Shakespearean, but, you know, kind of like that. He's way different than that in the beginning of the movie, especially. He's just basically, like, a warrior. He's, like, a boy, essentially. I mean, he's not a boy, but he's, like, you know, 20-something, whatever. But he acts like all he cares about is, like, fighting and going to war and stuff, so. But, I mean, that's how characters grow, that's how you have a movie. You gotta have a character that changes and to advance the plot, so. So, yeah, that was interesting. I guess a couple of things that I didn't really like were the frost giants. They don't really look like what I would assume to be frost giants. They just, like, look like goblins, like blue goblins. So I don't know, that's kind of weird. I mean, they definitely don't look like what they do in the comics. In the comics, they're basically just like, if I remember right, they just look like big giants, like just super large versions of other Asgardians, maybe like fatter and with bigger beards or something, but I can't remember for sure. But they definitely don't look like goblins in the comics. So that and, geez, what else? I can't think of anything else off the top of my head here. I'm running out of time, so I'm trying to think quick. But it's like 2 hours long, and there is a scene after the credits, so make sure that you wait for that. It has to do with the upcoming Avengers movie. There's also a cameo by another Avengers character that hasn't been seen in anything else yet. So watch for that. But yeah, it was really good. Oh, Natalie Portman's in it. She's like the love interest, essentially. I totally forgot that she was in the movie, so. But yeah, she was good, and yeah, it was a really good movie. I don't know, I'm trying not to spoil anything, so I'm trying to remember without, I hate this five minute time limit, fucking sucks, there's only 30 seconds left, so, anyway, yeah, maybe I'll try and do another one, or try and do a blog about it or something, who knows, but definitely was really, really good. I recommend it, definitely. It's one of the best of the Marvel movies that are out there, so, alright, take it easy.